This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas agreed on Monday to extend the truce for 2 more days and to free more hostages and prisoners, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The announcement made by the Qatari government in a post on X brings the prospect of a longer halt to their deadliest and most destructive war and further exchanges of militant-led hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. It also comes on the final day of the original 4-day truce between the warring sides. Israel has said it would extend the ceasefire by 1 day for every 10 additional hostages released, but also said it remains committed to crushing Hamas's military capabilities. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military says 11 hostages were released from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas captivity in the Gaza Strip late Monday. The hostages were back on Israeli territory and undergoing initial medical checks before being reunited with their families. Israeli media said the hostages included 2 women and 9 children. 2 of the children are 3 years old. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk met with Israeli President Isaac Herzog and hostages' families on Monday in Jerusalem.
You have a huge role to play, and I think we need to fight it together. Because under the platforms which you lead, unfortunately, there's a harboring of a lot of old hate, which is Jew hate, which is anti-Semitism.
Musk has himself been accused of incitement after agreeing on November 15th with a post that falsely claimed Jews were stoking hatred against white people. The owner of the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, Musk was on a